Because Memorial Day fell on Monday, we moved our regularly scheduled council meeting to last night. And on the docket last night, we had two ordinances that were up for their first readings. But we did pass as an emergency under the suspension of the rules, Resolution 2024-13, which states that we are opposing Dominion Energy of Ohio's proposed 30% rate increase. And we are requesting that the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio deny Dominion Energy Ohio's request for that 30% rate increase. A while back, the city received notice that Dominion was going to increase their rates by 30%. And a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was Councilman John Bupp wanted to have our law director write up a resolution opposing that 30% increase. And Kevin, one of the reasons we're opposing this is because they gave us no indication as to what that 30% was going to be used for. So basically, they're just going to raise it because they can raise it. We would like to know, if they're going to raise it 30%, what you're going to use that 30% increase for. Is it for infrastructure? Has the price of natural gas for you guys to purchase gone up? What's the case? So until they come up with a reason why they're going to raise that rate 30%, we're opposed to them doing so. And what this resolution does, in part, it that large rate increase in natural gas, we feel that it will negatively impact our city's effort to attract new business and jobs. It will depress the housing market, and probably more importantly, will place undue financial burden on our residents, because they can go up to proposed rate increases and other fixed monthly distribution charges to the consumer can go up more than $878 per month starting in 2025 and increasing by as much as $2969 per month by 2032. And we think that is unjust. And so we are proposing this resolution. And this resolution will be sent to the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio and basically will go into hopefully public comments and will be will help them with the decision to deny Dominion that 30% rate increase. What we'd also like to see is other communities around the area to do just the same if they have Dominion as their natural gas supplier. So the more people we get on board with this, hopefully we can get this 30% reduced if they reduce it, and we can go from there. So basically, that's all took place last night at the St. Mary City Council meeting.